Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The presidential election is more than a full year away, but politics are in full swing up in New Hampshire, ahead of the presidential primary there. Over the coming months, WBUR looks at two New Hampshire communities, the tiny town of Mount Vernon in southern New Hampshire and the city of Rochester on the Maine border. This morning, we go to Rochester, which in many ways mirrors the voting patterns of the rest of the state. In Rochester, more than two-thirds of the voters are eligible to vote in the Republican primary. Today, WBUR's Fred Tice introduces us to two of these voters and gets their takes on the Republican presidential contenders so far.
Nettie Fiorini is an independent voter. She's a teacher, but she dreams of opening her own business. Fiorini sees the Tea Party as an extremist group.
I think they're radical. I think they're a little over the top. They really present as angry.
If the Tea Partiers are angry, then Jerry DeLamus is one of the head angry guys in Rochester. Every month at the Salmon Falls Church, he leads the meeting of the Rochester 912 Project, where he often discusses local political candidates.
And he's absolutely pro-union above everything else. And he'll be opposed to right to work, and pretty much opposed to everything most of us in this room would support.
While DeLamus is worried about the power of unions, Nettie Fiorini wants to see the government play a more active role in getting the economy going again. And she's come to talk to Mitt Romney about the economic devastation she sees in Rochester.
Hi, I'm Nettie Fiorini. I'm a lowly teacher in the Rochester School Department. I'm very proud to be, but I also have a very big entrepreneurial spirit. I'm afraid to death. One out of every four of my friends are unemployed.
Which arena are you going into?
Teacher Fiorini would one day like to open up a cafe for bikers, but she doesn't dare take the risk of starting a business in this economic climate. Rochester sits at the end of a line of three former mill towns along the Maine border. Portsmouth and Dover have found new prosperity, but Rochester, farthest along the road from the coast to the White Mountains, is still trying to find its way back. Nowhere is that clearer than downtown.
You guys just recently opened, right?
Nettie Fiorini takes us on a tour of some of her favorite downtown businesses because she thinks that with the right person in the White House, Rochester can make a comeback.
Initially, we had a lot of stores that just wouldn't make it because they didn't draw enough people in. And now, I think the caliber of businesses that are moving in are more desirable. You know, upscale art shops, galleries. It seems to be a better crowd for drawing the kind of people that we want here in town.
People like Jenny Wren, an artist who also does tailoring and alterations.
And I saw Ricky Lee Jones at the Opera House. I'm like, wow, I didn't know Rochester was so cool. So when people ask me why I started a business here, it's because it has to be the next place.
But around Wren's shop on Main Street is an array of empty storefronts. It's that concern that pushes Nettie Fiorini towards Republican politics. Because she is an independent voter, New Hampshire lets her vote in whichever primary she wants to. She intends to vote in the Republican primary.
I really like Mitt Romney, but I think he's the most electable out of all the candidates. He's very clear, he's very concise, and of course, being an entrepreneur myself and wanting to someday have my own small business, I think he is the greatest supporter of the small people of this country who want to eventually own their own small business. He's very presidential. Like, I just like what he stands for. He looks like a president. He acts like a president. He's
Romney fair. Recently made an appearance at a garden party in Manchester where he compared President Obama to King George III.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and has sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And that's like Washington today, and we're not going to let it happen anymore.
Romney is not a Tea Partier, but he's using the kind of language meant to impress Tea Partiers. Jerry DeLamus is among the people at that garden party, and he is impressed.
I was pleased to hear him refer to the Constitution as much as I did in the Declaration of Independence. I think he's honing his message some, and maybe he's just finding his voice and the direction that he's looking to run.
The Tea Party helped Republicans take over the state legislature last year, but some old-time Republicans doubt that the Tea Party will have the same effect in 2012. Tom Rath, a former New Hampshire Attorney General and one of Romney's leading supporters, predicts that with the huge interest in the Republican presidential primary, the tea will get diluted.
They certainly matter a huge amount in a in a primary in which the turnout is low. And they will matter even when the turnout is larger. But the turnout is going to be so large in this thing that I think no one group is going to dominate.
That's good news to Nettie Fiorini. She's not impressed by the latest entry into the Republican presidential race, Tea Party favorite and Texas Governor Rick Perry, who recently spoke at a garden party in Greenland.
Anyway, I feel right at home amongst people whose motto is live free or die. But you can't live free if you got a federal government that takes over one-sixth of our economy, like they're trying to do with our health care. You can't live free knowing your children are going to inherit a mountain of debt.
Quite frankly, when he first came in, I thought he'd be a very big threat to Romney. But now that I've heard and seen more of Perry, I just look at him as being an extremist of sorts. And right now, our country does not need an extremist.
But Jerry DeLamis is impressed by Perry. He likes the directness of his fellow Tea Partier, and he believes that the Tea Party will play a big role in the election.
Once the groups find a candidate that they like, I think it'll be big. They'll have boots on the ground, and they're organized. So I think it'll help out immensely. They're just looking for that candidate that they can believe in and stand behind.
DeLamis is still trying to figure out which candidate that will be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Tomorrow, we meet a Rochester, New Hampshire real estate developer who likes what the Tea Party has to say, but who's supporting a candidate not normally associated with the Tea Party.